Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I guess they've been hung up on being called colored. They just don't want to be called black. And then some of them ain't black, and so they don't want to be called black, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was listening to a radio call-in show one Sunday. And, you know, the man on there was saying about the black people. And so some lady called in and told him that, now, he can just cut out calling all black black because she don't want to be called black because she's not black.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, she was probably a light-complected woman, you know, and she didn't want to be called black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there a particular term for a Negro or a black or a colored who's particularly light? Is there a word for somebody like him?
Yeah. I imagine it is.
Well, is it a light name or...?
Well, I mean, some of them, I guess you might say a color person, but they call them yellow.
Is that good to be yellow or not?
Yeah, that's all right, long as they call you that way. But if they call you half breed, then you can get rid of the fight, too.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
You know, she's yellow, that yellow woman or that yellow boy, you know, light-complected, you know.
Would they call you a half-breed to be insulting, even if both your parents were black?
If your parents were black and you was real light, they would call you a half breed. Uh-huh. Now I had a cousin, and his parents were black, was my daddy's sister. Now she was real dark and his father was light.
Uh-huh.
But I know when I was a kid coming up, they used to call him Mexican. They used to call him Mexican.
Was that an insult?
Yeah, that was an insult.
Uh-huh.
he was a Negro, you know?
Yeah.
And I think when he got killed here three or four years ago on the west side, they still was calling him Mexican, you know, even after he done left home and come up here.
Yeah.
Because he was real light with real pretty hair. But he took out his father. Yes. His father was light with pretty hair. His father's father was light with pretty hair.
Yeah.
And that's who he took out.
What do you call pretty hair?
Well, not this kind I got. It's real straight, just like a Mexican. His hair was just like a Mexican.
What do you call the kind you got?
Well, mine is the natural black man's hair.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be the curly type hair, and it wouldn't be the as bad as some of them look.
What's considered to be most handsome? I mean, is it to be light or to be dark?
Dark, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's tall. As you say, tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Okay. You're just talking about all those different names, you know, for your race.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Would you tell me for my race, you know, the polite names and the insulting names and the ones that are new and the ones that are old and stuff like that?
Well, I think white is the most polite name.
Yeah.
Of course, now the names that they usually use, insulting, like Peckerwood, Redneck, Hillbilly. I think them about the only three that I can think of right now.
Yeah.
Of course, young generations out there now, they might have a few others that don't sound too good.
Yeah, imagine so.
But I don't know how far that go back.
Is there anything other than white that you might
call
white?
Be polite.
Yeah.
No, I can't think of it.
Okay. What would you call a child who really did have one black parent and one white parent?
I don't know. I mean, if they got mad at him, they call him half-breed.
Yeah.
If they got mad at him, but if they're not mad at him, I don't know what they would call him.
Just avoid talking about it.
Uh-huh.
What if they had like a white grandparent? Would you have a name for that?
If it's two black people had a kid, but the grandparents was white?
Well, like if, say a black person and a white person got married, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then that child continued to marry blacks, you know, stayed in the black community.
Uh-huh.
And so then its kid would have one white grandparent.
Uh-huh.
And I just wondered if you had a...
No, I don't know. Let's see, this is a little new. This is, you know, now generation now, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.